Richie Johnson lives in a housing authority apartment building on Prosperity Church Road and says she already has trouble paying for electricity, even though she's unplugged most of her appliances.
There is no way with Social Security I can afford $19 more. That's a loaf of bread, a dozen of eggs, and a bottle of milk.
Residential customers would see the largest increase. Duke wants to raise those rates an average of 16.7% in its western North Carolina territory, which includes Charlotte. That's nearly $19 a month more for a typical customer. Kalina Satterfield of Charlotte urged regulators to reject one part of Duke's request, an increase in what's called the basic customer charge.
That basic customer charge hits everybody, but it hits poor people the hardest. They have to pay that basic charge even if they never turn on their lights or heat.
The company says the increases are needed to pay for construction and modernization of facilities, planning costs for a South Carolina nuclear plant Duke decided not to build, and for cleaning up coal ash around the state. James Sprouse of Charlotte said neither the coal ash cleanup nor the failed nuclear project should fall on ratepayers' shoulders.
It is time they take full responsibility for their poorly engineered actions and stop putting their cost burden on the citizens of North Carolina.
Rate hike opponents got a key ally last week when the state's utility consumer advocate, the public staff, called for a $289 million rate decrease, not an increase. Satterfield brought that up as well.
Please listen to the public staff and deny Duke's request.
The courtroom was silent as she spoke, but many in the crowd waved green slips of paper to signal their approval, the visual equivalent of applause. More than 100 people were in the courtroom, with more outside, and about 50 signed up to speak. Duke spokesman Tim Pettit said during a break that Duke's rate request is based on its own calculations of what's needed.
Any adjustment to our rates will ultimately be up to the commission to evaluate that and determine what rate adjustment might be necessary as a result of our investments.
It was the last of three public comment sessions on the rate hike. A hearing before the full Utilities Commission begins next month in Raleigh. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.